Well, to politics back home now, and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used his first major economic speech since the election to once again talk up his tax plan, declaring it will support economic growth. Mr Morrison doesn't have the numbers to get his cuts through the Senate when Parliament resumes next week and is urging the Labor Party to back them. The Labor Party has now come forward with a new tax plan proposal, which it says offers the best way forward. For more on this, I'm joined now by political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra. So, Stephanie, what plan has the Labor Party now put on the table?
Well, there are three stages to the government's tax plan, and Labor has now outlined what it will and won't support. So, as we knew, they will support stage one of this tax plan, which helps low and middle income earners. They get back about $1,000 this financial year and all the other years after that. Stage two, Labor never supported, but today has said that yes, they will. And that's all about addressing bracket creep. The only difference here, though, is Labor says that it actually wants to bring that idea forward. The government was planning to put that into place from 2022. Labor's saying 2019, so essentially meaning more money back in people's pockets sooner. But as we expected, Labor will not be supporting stage three of the tax cuts, which don't come into effect until 2024. So the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, today outlining what Labor will and won't support, saying that they want to talk to the government about the best way forward and essentially set out a new plan. Here's what he had to say.
What we know right now is that the economy needs stimulus. And what we're looking for here is solutions rather than arguments. I've said as I've gone around the country that the country has conflict fatigue. They want to see us getting on with delivering real outcomes. This is a genuine approach by Labor, a constructive approach, and I hope that the government receives it as such.
So that's the Labor leader, Anthony Albanese. And Steph, has the government received that approach as constructive?
Well, we've just received a statement from the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann. Doesn't look like there'll be any negotiations. I'll just read this statement to you. It says, "We will not split our plan to deliver income tax relief to all working Australians. Labor have still not learnt the lessons from the election. Our plan prioritises low and middle income earners, takes the bracket creep monkey off people's back, is economically necessary." So that statement from the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, essentially the government saying, it's everything or nothing. So it really means that we don't know if anyone will receive tax cuts until Parliament resumes next week once this bill is put to Parliament. And no doubt the discussions and the debate will continue.
Indeed. Political reporter Stephanie Boris there in Canberra. Thank you.